Hi, welcome to the Sleep Baby Sleep podcast. I'm Sonia, a certified pediatric sleep coach, and this is Nat, a resource teacher and elementary school vice principal who is passionate about pediatric sleep. Hi, Nat.
Hello.
Yay, happy to have you on the podcast again. I've been having so many guests
I
lately.
know, I feel like I'm just a guest now.
Oh, no, you're not. But you know what, Nat? I feel less pressure to always have you available because you have a busy life, you know what I mean? Like, it's sometimes as easy for me to interview people during the week, you know?
I have a busy life, but we've been meeting every Thursday anyways, except
Pretty
we're working
much.
on a few exciting things, and that's the
True.
reason why we haven't
True.
been recording together.
I know. Did you listen to Louis' podcast?
I did, and it is the cutest thing I've ever heard.
Okay, well, if ever you want to do one with Lexi, if you're comfortable, do it, okay? I would love that. If ever. I thought about that. I'm like, huh, would Nat do
You would
it
love it.
was short and sweet, but I think it was something nice for people, just like different. Okay, we want to dive. Well, actually, do you want to ch chat before? Do you have anything to share that's exciting or nothing
Not
new?
really.
No.
Well, no, you.
No. Yes and no. I feel like I have such a busy life lately. Like we went to Fredericton skiing.
I
Well, I
saw
did.
that.
Yeah, we went. I did some snow blades because that's what I own, and it was very fun.
It was probably the last time you're gonna be snow. Like, there's no more snow on the ground anymore after today.
It's
Just
kind of
blizzard again.
disappointing because we're actually going to Edmonton with the kids this weekend, and it's gonna be like 8 in Edmonton, and we're supposed to go in at Mont Fallon, like tubing or whatever. So I'm not sure it's gonna happen. We'll see. We might have to do something else, which is okay, but you always think that end of February, early March is going to be a lot of snow and cold in Edmonton.
I know, and it's March break next week, and I
I
feel like
know.
people do like snow activities.
I know, but we're going to need to do other. Yeah, it's weird. But I mean, I don't mind an early spring too.
Me
Like
neither. I just can't wait to get walking outside.
I know. Well, I did it all winter actually, but I'm weird
I
that
feel
way.
like this when the spring comes, it motivates me to go. It's not that I can't go, it's that I don't want to go, and the sun that sets later too helps.
That is so true, and I remember the spring that was more obvious was COVID, the first round of COVID in 2020 when
Oh my
spring
God. Well,
hit.
I actually went outside more than I would have usually in winter because we were like cooped up in the house.
Exactly. I felt like that March and April, people were walking everywhere because yeah, it was like you
All
needed
that
to
we
get
had
out
to
of the
do.
house. Okay, and we're gonna be spring soon. So what does that mean? Daylight
I
savings.
completely forgot daylight. Like, it's a good thing you asked me to record a podcast on it because I completely forgot daylight savings.
Yeah, but in the sleep consultant world, it's like people say it's our Super Bowl. Like this is when people need us. So that's why I really want to talk about this because we forget it's time change and it's too late and we're not ready type of thing.
I can't wait for like the countries to finally agree to just get rid of it.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's gonna happen when we're alive. Maybe.
Never know.
I never know. Things can change. But basically it's gonna be this Sunday. So we're Tuesday, it's gonna be March 10th that the time change is happening in the night. So that's very soon. So that's why we want to chat about it today. Because it can obviously affect your child's sleep. So we're gonna spring ahead. So you're gonna have later, well, more sun in the evening, which is exciting though. Like we kind of crave that. Okay, do you want to dive about into the things? Or do you want me to share the three things that they can do to help before the time change, then we'll dive into methods, I guess.
Go ahead.
Okay, cool. Well, little things that you can do that can be beneficial. Three things that we'll chat about. So you can expose your little ones to sunlight during the day, which you probably already do, but it's especially good in the morning. So get used to your child playing in the sunlight, morning, afternoon. This signals their circadian rhythm that it's time to be awake, which helps your little one with the time change. So, like, apparently, I'm not sure if you ever heard of that too. Like, adults buy these lights where they sit in front of this light when they
Yeah,
wake up
they're
in the morning.
called happy lights, vitamin D lights.
Well, it's
I have
like,
one.
do you use it?
No. I bought it and I used it for like a week, but then I found it too bright in my eyes, and I have really sensitive eyes because I have blue eyes.
Yeah, I have
And
sensitive eyes too, but maybe it's because they're green. I don't know. But
I didn't
okay.
like the light in my eyes, but you're supposed to have it in your eyes.
Oh yeah, that would be annoying. Okay, so you can't wear sunglasses?
No, the whole point is to
Ah.
have the light in your eyes. It's by your eyes that it has an effect.
Interesting. Okay, so you know about it and you've tried it. Fun. Okay, I might borrow your light one day. No, probably not. Okay, second, make sure their bedroom is as dark as possible for sleep. So, like we always recommend, the bedroom should be like a cave, so super dark and cool. And dark as in you would not see your hands 6 inches from your face. So if the bedroom is not dark, it's gonna be worse than winter because it's gonna be brighter in the evenings and then eventually brighter in the morning. So yeah, best to have the room super dark. If you haven't invested in blackout curtains yet to do it, it's time. And there's also is it the sleep out? There's one that I use currently. If ever you want to check it out, it's not cheap, it's at least like $100, but it's portable. And it's called sleep out. If ever at night you might have some tips on blackout. It's not my expertise yet, but yeah, sometimes parents ask often what should they do for blackout options.
I'm not the best for that because I
Okay.
don't black out my kids' rooms.
True, you're not with that, huh? Okay, well, don't listen to that. No, just kidding. Then okay,
If
third.
it doesn't impact your kids' sleep, don't fix what's not broken. But if your kids aren't sleeping, then absolutely black out their rooms.
Yeah, that's true. If there is no issue, there is no issue. Like for me, I was the same as you, Nat. So I think Louis was 2 or 2.5 by the time I decided to really put his room super dark because he was napping great, sleeping great, but then he was no longer napping. I'm like, no, you're too young to stop napping. So that's when I put his bedroom dark and then he napped again. So yeah, sometimes it can be a reason why your little one is not sleeping and sometimes it's not bothering them at all. But I just want the ideal sleep situation for him. Okay, third, keep your little one well rested. That should be something that you focus on year round, but it's especially important when you're going through transitions, with a time change is a transition, right? And so if your little one is well rested, they're going to adapt super quickly. It's going to be easy. If they're already in a sleep debt and overtired, you might have a harder time adjusting.
Yeah, so this is the time change that will mostly affect the kids that are overtired. The last time change that we had in the fall, that one was good for the overtired kids because it was giving us an extra hour of sleep. Whereas this time change is not that great for the overtired kids because we're losing an hour of sleep. So if there's anything you can do prior to the time change to help them not be overtired, then that would be a great time to do so. So start putting them down earlier, like this week, just to make them repay their sleep debt.
Yep. And also some people may get lucky. If your child is waking up early and it's not really because they're overtired, which most time they are, it could mean that you could have later mornings, but don't be too wishful. It's probably because your little one is overtired if they're waking up early.
And it may just last 1 or 2 days, and after that, just go back.
Yeah, it's just gonna be a little tease for you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe not. Let's talk about how you approach this time change and how I do it, because we can give them options of how they can go about the time change. Want to start?
Yeah, I usually do like a little transition, but that's just because I'm super A-type personality and anal when it comes to my kids' schedules. Sometimes I'll start like the Friday, sometimes I'll start the Saturday. It doesn't really matter. It just depends like what I can do because Friday is this year Friday is going to be on March break. I'm not working. My kids may be staying home from daycare, so I may have more of a control, but it's not always the case. So let's say this Friday I would wake them up 30 minutes earlier. Everything is shifted through 30 minutes earlier, so then they wake up an extra 30 minutes earlier on Saturday, so an hour, and their whole day is shifted an hour earlier by the time it's bedtime on Saturday. And so Sunday, when they wake up an extra hour earlier, it's at the same time as usual.
Okay, I'm a little confused. I'm probably not the only one. So, do you start that on Friday or Saturday usually?
Well, some people can decide to just do a 30-minute difference and
On
start on
Saturday, you
Saturday,
mean?
but if you want to do like half an hour on Friday and half an hour on Saturday,
Okay.
you would wake them half an hour earlier on Friday and the whole day is shifted by half an hour. And then Saturday you wake them up an extra half an hour, so for a whole hour difference. And so by the time you put them to bed on Saturday night and then awake on Sunday morning, they didn't lose an hour of sleep. They just shifted their whole day an extra hour earlier.
Okay, yeah, so if people want gradual, they could start Friday, Saturday, and some people can probably even start Thursday. You know what I mean? Like just a 30, because if they get used to the 30 minute, then it's only a 30 minute change, technically.
Exactly. So for those overtired babies, it wouldn't be a bad thing because for them, an extra hour of sleep debt could affect them a lot. So those kids could benefit from a half an hour earlier. But the reason why I wouldn't do more than 2 days earlier is just because I don't want to get up an hour earlier 2 days in a row, more than 2 days in a row, because that would be 5:30 for me, because I
Oh
can't
no,
get up at
Masi.
6:30.
Yeah. Okay, so this gives parents something if they want to do it gradually. But you don't have to, especially so if you have a like if you're not type A, if you're more like me and you have a good sleeper, I typically just stick with my current schedule. So I do nothing different. Well, I will change Louis' clock probably on Sunday night, Le Petit Bonhomme. I mean Saturday night, so that Sunday morning he wakes up at the time, the new time, I guess. But
So
other than
the
that,
okay to wake clock is what you're talking
yeah,
about. Le petit
sorry.
bonhomme is not common knowledge.
Le Petit Bonhomme is his okay to wake clock. But yeah, that's true. People will not know what Le Petit Bonhomme is.
Nope.
Okay, so he has an okay to wake clock that turns yellow at 6:55 and green at 7 a.m. So that's when he can wake up and get out of his room. So I'll be switching that, though. I'll need to change the time on that before he goes to bed on Saturday. I need to not forget that. And then I will go about my day normally on Sunday with the new time and see how it goes. And usually it takes a few days. Sometimes Louis, it doesn't even change anything. It really depends. I had one time change that was harder, but I think it was because he was sick a few weeks before. So in like a little sleep debt already. And then it was rock and roll. But yeah, so you can either choose to do it gradually like a nut, or if you have a well-rested child and you're not too concerned, you can just go on a new schedule and it might take a few days to adjust. It's probably gonna be harder on you than your child sometimes. You know what I mean? Like we get super tired because we're like jet lagged for a few days. We also have a blog on this if you want to check it out. I might put it in the show notes actually not. I'm gonna try to think of putting it in the show notes so people can read about it too if they want. But yeah, send us questions if you have some about the time change. I'm
I just
thinking
want
of
to add something.
Yeah.
Even if you like, you may be like, well, what do I do? Do I do it gradually? Do I just not change anything? Like, you can't really mess anything up, really. So if you're stressed and you don't really know how to navigate the transition, go with the second option where you can just not do anything and put your kid earlier to bed the night of the time change. So Sunday night, put them to bed earlier because they would have lost an hour of sleep the night before. And really, just after that, remain consistent with your regular schedule and they should be able to get back on track.
Yeah, that's true. Like, don't, because some parents might be overwhelmed with life right now and they don't want to think about something else.
Exactly. That's what I kind of want to mean. Like if you're like me and you're like, you know what, I don't mind the puzzle and I really just want to make it gradual, you can go ahead and do that. But some parents are just like, no, that's way too much work for me. I'm not gonna do it. Just give me the easy way out and
Exactly, because that was kind of like me, and I was always like too last minute to do gradual anyways, because I would always forget that the time change was happening. Like, okay, I'm an adult, but not every year I would know the time change was happening because my mom would tell me. That's pretty sad. I had zero clue. It's just since I'm a sleep consultant that I know there is time change because people ask about it and they want to know about
not me, it's
it.
Facebook that tells me.
Oh, okay.
Or Sonia now.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, no, we need to do a podcast on time change. Okay, so I think that gives you an idea. I might also want to go live about this, but we'll see. We'll see how the week goes because it's my last week where Louis has daycare, but we're away for a few days, so we'll see. Okay, anything else you want to add about that night? Because I want to chat about a few things before
No,
we
but I
say
think you should talk about the exciting things that are
okay.
coming.
Yeah, so if you've been following our podcast, you know there's a few new things with Sleep Baby Sleep this year that we're launching. So one of them is in homes, so bedtime support. And I did one last week. Well, when you're listening to this, it's going to be 2 weeks, I think. And really, really loved it. Maybe one day Nat will want to do some too, but she doesn't have much time. And so, yeah. So basically, in a short version, I go to your home. I'm with you to obviously look at the bedroom, the nursery, and how it is set up. Make sure the environment is great. Then we do the bedtime routine. And then I'm there to help you implement our sleep plan, where we basically do whatever method we decided to do, and I'm there to coach you and support you until your child falls asleep. And obviously, super lucky, the first in-home, she fell asleep in what, 12 or 14 minutes and zero check-in. So we were doing Ferber, but she was not really crying. She was just like, come show a little, you know what I mean? Cried a little bit, but never for long periods of time. So they never went in. And but obviously she woke up again at 9 p.m. I think when I was gone. I left at like 8 or 8:30. And but a quick wake up again. So yeah, I know it's not always that easy, but I was prepared for the worst. I was like, if she's crying for an hour, it's gonna be okay. And so yeah, if ever you are super nervous of sleep training, you really want guidance, you want a sleep expert to go into your home and make sure everything is safe, good, and you want that extra support, and reach out, because I will be doing more in homes. It's definitely something I want to do. It's so fun to just get to know the family too. Like, we chatted for 2 hours after she was asleep. You know, I just wanted to make sure she was asleep for a while. Yeah. So basically, we hang out and we go over the plan afterwards to make sure you know what to do for naps the next day. And yeah. Anything you wanted to add to that, Nat?
Nope, not at all.
Okay, but the next thing is super exciting too. So thing number two, membership. So I don't even know how to call it. We don't have an I don't even have a name yet, Nat. I don't know what I want to call it, but it's gonna be a private group, a sleep private group, basically, where parents can be part of our membership, and it's gonna be everything sleep for kids 0 to 5. So basically from when you're pregnant to until you have a school age child. I mean, we might be able to help older kids. Nat loves older kids. It's not my expertise. And so in this group, it's hard to kind of talk about it just like this. Not I don't I should have my things in front of me. But really, we want to create a sense of community and some place where parents can support each other, help each other, celebrate sleep wins as well. I'm not sure about you, Nat, but I remember like when Louis was sleeping through the night and doing great naps, I really wanted to like celebrate with someone, but like I could not share with my friends that were like waking up 10 times a night. You know what I mean? They
Yeah,
were
yeah,
like, I
yeah.
hate you. I hate you. You're so lucky. So it's like sometimes you don't have a place to kind of share your sleep wins, and you've worked hard to get those, you know? And also your transition that you're struggling with, or sometimes there's bumps along the way, and you have questions, or you want to know. So basically, me and Nat will be in that group. We'll do coaching sessions every week, answer questions, and yeah, do some Q&As. It's basically the perfect spot if you want to make sure sleep stays on track.
And it's a good opportunity for the parents that we do help with the coaching, like the one-on-one coaching, and that want that after support. Because
Yes.
sometimes you're coached for like a specific
I'm out of
time
time.
in your baby's life, but then you're like, what do I do after that? Like, there's
Yeah.
going to be another transition, and they're going to grow, and they're going to need to get different schedules, and like, what do I do? So th that's a
Yeah.
different way to be able to accompany these parents at like a longer period of time.
Yes, because it's always so hard and awkward to let go of families, because I feel they want to hold on, I want to hold on, and it's like, but I had nothing else to offer, really, you know what I mean? But this will be great, and this will be included with your package. So if you buy a package in the next month, so this the membership will be included. So you'll be able to be with us for months or a year. I'm not sure yet what I want to do, but so you'll have that support.
And some parents can choose to just have the membership for now. And if they
Exactly.
choose to add the package later down the road, they can do that, and they're going to get a discount on their package because they're already a member.
Yeah, exactly. So let's say some families might just want to dip their toes. They don't really know what sleep training is, or they just want to have a little bit of help. And then they realize, okay, our issue is actually maybe worse than we thought. Maybe we really need to go to the root cause. And maybe it's because your child is not an independent sleeper. Then we can help to get there as well if you want. But if you already have an independent sleeper and you just want to keep sleep on track, this membership will be ideal for you.
And you know what I like about this is that in 2024, most, if not all, new parents or parents find, and this, I don't have a statistic, but I'd be super curious to see the actual stats. They find most of their information online and especially in mom groups or parent groups. So for us to be able to offer this type of membership is giving the people science-based information and putting the right type of information out there for the parents to be able to be a little bit more educated on sleep, but also to have a safe space to find this information that's not like toxic because other people are judging them or tainted by false information or stuff like that. So I find this is a great opportunity for these parents to have that space.
That's so true, Nat. I love how you kind of tell them what I want to. I don't. Yeah, my brain is not working right now, so you're taking it to the next level. And I was distracted, Nat, because I just sent out an email, and I already have like seven or eight per people that are interested in the membership. So I need to send them details now. And yeah, already sending teasers. So yeah, please send us a message if you have questions, if you think this would be a good fit, because we're launching that soon. They always, I'm in this coaching group, and they say you need to do it before you're ready, or just sell before you're ready. And that's what I'm doing because, you know, not this is something I want. It's been a little while, and we're just going to do it. Okay. It might not be perfect when we start, but we'll be there to support you no matter what. It's going to be very valuable. I'm sure of it. And
Hey, my
me.
laptop is dying. I literally have
Oh.
seconds before it dies.
Okay. Well, Musty Nat, thank you. Well, thank you. Yeah, if not disappears, it's okay. I'm gonna end this podcast. And so yeah, you can follow us on Instagram at Sleep Baby Sleep, Facebook. I'll put the blog link for the daylight savings in this show note. The membership, if you have questions, reach out. In homes, anything you want to know more about. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
Go to bed early.
Bye.
Bye.